Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Steve Del Bianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org and Vice President for the Association for Competitive Technologies, ActOnline.org. I'll get that out in a second. A lot of words there, Steve. Thanks again for hanging out with us. And NetChoice, remind the audience what NetChoice does.
We are really in charge of trying to make sure that the Internet stays safe for capitalism.
Yeah.
And we do that in state capitals. Here in Washington, we testified a dozen times in Congress, but also at places like the United Nations and at ICANN.
Yeah, and he travels around the world, folks, because there are people around the world who would like to control how you operate your small business here in America. Steve, one of those things, this advertising disclosure language in the universal and cross-platform advertising disclosures program that you've been working on, one of the ways, as we went to the break, I said this is new media that's running afoul, potentially running into roadblocks with the old enforcement. And when I say new media, you know, one of the challenges that Facebook has going forward, Steve, is the ability for their platform to work on mobile. And as now that they're public, they've got to sell ads, and it's not easy to show the content of Facebook and an ad on the aspect ratio of a smartphone. And now the FTC says, well, what about all this disclosure you got to put in that ad too? What do you think?
It's true, Jim. The small form factor of a smartphone is a real challenge to satisfy the legal requirements of doing disclosures and disclaimers, especially when you are somewhat limited. And people use their finger to navigate. They're not using a mouse anymore.
That's right.
So as I put my finger over top of a particular piece of text, if there's a little pop-up tip, that's what they used to recommend, little pop-up tips as you moused over. But my fat little fingers go over something. I can't see the pop-up tip behind the finger. So little changes like that are going to affect how people use the Internet, and particularly how they use mobile platforms with the small amount of screen real estate.
But is that going to how is the FTC going to require people like my small business owners, my audience here, to, if they want to do advertising on Facebook, for example, if they've got to do all this extra disclosure, is it going to prevent them from doing that?
Yeah, it ought not to. And one of the keys is that any of us who are doing advertising online or printing endorsements, particularly in social media, we've got to remember that if we're making a claim that requires a disclaimer, where we indicate that the same results may not be achieved for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we might say you lost 25 pounds in a week at my health club. Well, I may have to say that those results aren't for everyone. Or if I get your teeth bright.
Do I have to put that in the ad even though there's barely room for the offer?
You do.
They're not going to allow click here for disclaimers and restrictions or whatever?
They do. And that's what we discussed, is the words click here isn't really enough. The word disclaimer may not be enough. You may have to have a 2 or 3 word hyperlink that then leads to the disclaimer. And what we debated is what has to be disclosed in there, how close it has to be to the claim that you made, if you know what I'm saying. It can't be down at the bottom of the page. It can't be at the checkout basket. It needs to be up pretty close to where you made the claim.
This is an increasing problem for Facebook, isn't it? For them to be able to monetize
not just Facebook.
There? But Think about Twitter.
Think about Twitter for a second. Twitter and text-based ads. They don't even allow you to have labels on your hyperlink or icon that you click on. It's text only.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. At the end of every tweet that you receive on Twitter, the hyperlinks at the end are http://gobbledygook.
Right.
They aren't words like click here.
What's going to be the resolution of all this?
The guidelines that the Federal Trade Commission will put out will still rest on the three pillars of unfair and deceptive trade practices, and they're going to claim that you need to be conscious of placement, proximity, and the prominence.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be flexible. There will not be one set of rules. There are guidelines here where they give 60 pages of examples, and the examples are actually screenshots from browsers.
Is this going to get to the point, Steve, where if you have a disclaimer-laden product, you're probably not going to be in the small form factors?
Or if you do, you're going to be very careful about making claims in your ad, the kind of claims that draw the requirement to disclose. You're going to be a lot more careful about that.
Yeah.
And don't count on
yeah.
Twitter and Facebook to tell you about this.
Exactly.
They're a platform. This
yeah.
is your responsibility as an advertiser to know when you've made
a
triggering claim.
Pay attention to this, folks. This is part of your new normal. Hey, Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Good job. And good job. Thanks for all the hard work you're doing on behalf of small businesses.
Jim, and thanks for all you do for small business around the country.
I appreciate that. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchorch.org. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.